Cincinnati is carrying two quarterbacks into the season, Joe Burrow and Joe Flacco, per Jeff Hobson at the team's site. Josh Johnson was released despite a 90.6 preseason passer rating and a start in Friday's finale, where he went 12 of 19 for 156 yards in a 30-13 win at Philadelphia with the starters resting, per the team's site. As a vested veteran, his terminated contract sends him straight to free agency, per the team's announcement, and Zach Taylor's pre-cut words about him read like a farewell. "He's been such a pro. He's going to capitalize on every rep he gets or doesn't get." Sean Clifford was waived and reported back on the practice squad, announced via his own Instagram, per Russell Heltman at Bengals on SI. "The roster shape is the fact. The front office's reasoning wasn't reported, so we won't supply one." Burrow himself sat the finale, which settles the first thing we said we'd watch. The joint practice against the Bears on August 20th stands as his last live work of the preseason. The second watch item resolves as an absence, and we'll state it precisely. The foot that ended his 2025 went unmentioned in every reachable report this week. The postgame quotes, the roster coverage, and Heltman's own Burrow piece, which was about urgency instead. That's not a medical clearance. It's a week in which no reporter raised the subject, which is the best available version of the answer. The urgency piece carried his own framing, per Heltman. He tries to treat every day like it's now or never, like it's my last. And the staff gave a lot of answers to the test before we take it. Two items around him bear on his season. His top receiver, Ja'Marr Chase, slightly hyperextended his left knee Tuesday and was held from the finale as a precaution, per Russell Heltman at Bengals on SI, not a tear or ligament damage, per Dan Morrison at Heavy.com, and the protection in front of him shed some depth. Tackle Cody Ford was released on August 24th. Guard Brian Parker II went to injured reserve with the designation to return, a knee, out at least four games, per the team's announcements, and Heltman's tracker names backup tackle as one of the roster's two biggest remaining needs. For a first-time listener, the June case was that Burrow's talent was never the variable. Availability was three elite seasons against three interrupted by a knee, a wrist, and a toe. So every quiet health week is the thesis paying an installment. This one paid in full silence, which is the currency you want. One honest note on our own record. A week ago, we treated Johnson's strong August as roster battle material, and the battle resolved by ending the battlefield. He was released anyway. We'll check back as week one comes into focus. Data via NFL Verse.